Holy Spirit help me to stay out of the natural about things, about my situations, get my mind off my situations, because that's how the devil hoodwinks you every time. He makes you look at what's going on. Help us, Holy Spirit, because every season is on the same tree, you know. So, you know, we all go through whatever season. We're all going to eat off the same tree. There's nobody's different from another in that regard. It's just how close do we come to him. And, you know, you could thank God for every part of that tree. You know, this is probably a good sitting Sunday on a chair. You and I are part of something that we don't really know how strong it is yet. And Pastor Glow shared about the roots. It's all the Holy Ghost. The more we grow, the more we say it's going to all be in the Holy Ghost. We're going to dream deeper in the Holy Ghost, right? That's a deep dream, Shelley. That's a deep dream. To me, that's a biblical dream, you know. That means it's a Holy Ghost dream. So God's increasing us in the depths of our dreams. So, you know, Pastor Joy was over there praying. She says, trying to get further out of these walls. It's going beyond the wall, see, and because, you know, you don't contain life. It goes where it wants to go, right? You know, you don't, life is not at your control. So when you start crying over things that happen, that's not in your control. We don't try to go around it. We just learn to go through it by the Spirit, right, Chris? So, all of your praying, all of your participation, all of your coming to church is not just coming to church. It's participation with the Holy Spirit, right? It's not just an outward obligation. It's an inward participation with him. It's not just doing your duty because you are a quote-unquote Christian. So Glow and I went to Southern Maryland yesterday to speak to at a couples event. But I'm trying to put it like this. PWM Spirit went there. Okay. So I went up there, I don't know, a year ago, whatever, and you know, I got sent back home yesterday. PWM was there. Talk about the spirit of PWM prevailed over against the unbelief. The spirit of PWM prevailed over the unbelief, the immaturity, the religious side of things. And it's probably 25, 30 people. By the time we got done, during it all, their mouths were dropped. And you know how you know when people text you out of just being cordial and polite that thank you for coming, whatever. The one text, and there's many, the one text was, this sent all of us over the moon, was the words that we said. Sound like PWM? Sound like what's going on here? We get outside of, out in the natural and outside. She sent me over the moon. That was her language. We didn't preach anything about going over the moon. But the spirit that was there prevailed over a pretty traditional house. We're going to make you our mentors. We're going to make you, I'm coming down to Richmond. You know, just over and over. My mother is head of housing at VC. My, daughter's the head of housing at VCU, and I know I'm coming to see her soon, and da-da-da-da. I said, the head of housing, VCU, you, she own the city. He own the city. I'm trying to give you a flavor of the spirit that's at PWM, not me, not GLOW, but the spirit that's starting to, it's got there, it's got to get out. But not, we're not forcing it out. It has a life of its own, right? It has a life of its own. And so when it gets in us, it's going to quite naturally come out of us. The problem we've had is thinking we had something and trying to force it from the outside, and there's been no real life coming out. You know, Robert Singer, out of our belly shall flow living water. See, this is, you want, yeah.
And the trouble, the thing about the event, going there, it was a struggle for not just me, but for Pastor Gary. You know, I'm struggling to go minister anywhere, but he has no trouble. And but for some reason, the enemy was beating both of us so hard that I said, I wish we could get out of this. And the pastor was agreeing with me. I wish we could get out of this. But like he said, it had a life of its own. We were being pushed. Our spirit, our roots were being forced to go where it needed to go, you know. And just before we went Saturday morning, just before we went, I'm getting dressed. I said, Lord, you must have something awesome you're going to do, because I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. But I'm so thankful. I am so thankful for, because of the fruit that I believe will remain, the seeds that were planted and the growth that will come forth.
So so it's just difficult telling you what happened there. One of the things was, not only that the church was that particular church there, but outsiders had come in for whatever reason. The pastor told us, she said, I don't know why these three people came. You know, he's the pastor of the church. She's this and she's that. I don't know why they came to this, you know, single. It was a marriage fellowship. She don't know why they came. And the one guy that came didn't like women preachers and all that stuff. And here come GLOW, you know, coming from the altars of heaven. To the point he couldn't see you. He couldn't resist. Because life has, you know, it's a force of its own. You know, we can argue and debate, but when life comes, it tears down all of your objections, you know. That's just one of the things. I mean, the leader at the end, he said, I'm going to ask a question. What was the prominent word that came out from his message? This is the test. He said, what's the prominent word? And the whole place erupted. Grace, you know. Grace. It was so real in their hearts. You know, we talk about grace, but we don't know the life of grace. You know, grace to most people is just unmerited favor. Blah, 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 blah. That's that. But grace is the Holy Spirit. Grace is living in the Spirit. Grace, you know, that grace is admitting you can't do it. And I don't have a chance at it. I don't have a chance at prayer. I don't have a chance at being a husband. I don't have a chance at being a wife. I don't have a chance at praying. I don't have a chance at anything. So see, we never give up on Shelley. Because grace is always increasing and growing. And the Holy Spirit didn't give up on her because gave her a dream. She's a commodity. See, most people don't know what true religion is. They have no idea. Most people have no idea what true religion is. Most people don't. Because, see, like I said, you know, life has a force of its own. You know, once it starts rolling, if it starts rolling through you, you just follow the force. You don't try to make anything happen. It's enough in it to pull you in, grow you, and take you out to the kingdom of God for everlasting life. There's enough power in life to do that. You know, it's kind of like in the external world. You know, Jesus said this, "My meat is to do the will of my Father." You think about that. My food. So externally, he's trying to give us an example. See, when you take a bite of food, you don't say, "Okay, I'm taking a bite. Go to my hands." Right? You don't take a bite and say, "My feet, you know, feel a little sore. Go to my feet." You don't even think about. In other words, the food takes care of you without you even thinking about it. You don't have to direct it. You don't have to try and wonder if it's working or not. you just know. God intends for us to be in the spirit that way. That Jesus was like that. I'm just eating my Father, and then wherever it takes me, that's where it takes me. But for most of us, Christianity isn't like that. It's supposed to be like that for us. For most of us, it's, you know, a new church open, we're going to go to that one. Another new one open, we're going to go to that one. Another new one open, it's just going to church or, you know, paying tithes or helping the homeless on the street or fulfilling some sort of external obligation. And eventually that stuff runs very, very dry, right? Something new happens. Pastor Love, come on up, Pastor Love. Make an example out of you. Something new happens, and then she runs to something new on the external side of things. Pastor Love, run over to Raquel. Yeah. Thank you, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. See, now that hug gonna wear off because life never took her there. Then she runs over to Derek. Then she runs over to Derek. Something else new. He's got the nice black stuff on, right? Bald head, looking good. Right? I think I like that. I like the way he preached and stuff. And so, but then that wear off. Then he becomes a weight. Then you run back to Amanda. You know Amanda. But it's all external. Thank you, Pastor Love. Here's the significance of this morning. Pentecost is starting to come. That Pentecostal spirit that starts to get inside of you and life gets inside of you and it takes you wherever it wants to take you. Okay? And that's what you have to get used to. Life taking you wherever life wants to take you. It's like it's this inside of us, there's this laboratory and God's throwing in chemicals. And it's a chemical that you hadn't felt before, but it's starting to give you life, and it's starting to move, and it's starting to bubble, and it's starting to smoke, and it's starting to create something of its own, and it's getting hot down there. It's getting hot down there. You guys remember, Mike was reminded me of the example months and months ago. You know, there's this. Something's always going to happen on the inside of you. It's the life of God. There's something always going to happen on you. You know, people, when we talk about religion, it's always talking about what they do, not what they have down here. See? People are always talking about what they do, but not what they have down here. Is there any rumblings going on? You know, the Galatian church started to get off on the external things, and Paul prays that Christ has got to be formed back inside of you. There's something inside of you because the Christ life knows no law. right? There's no, you know, he can get so inside of you that you don't need any outward commandments at all, right? You have sort of, you've got these deep considerations that start to boil inside of you that take the place of the Ten Commandments. Are y'all following me? They take the place. Now, I'm not saying that the Ten Commandments are bad, but it's basically the Ten Commandments now live inside your heart in a living form, and it's not anything written up here. The Ten Commandments now are living. Right. Robert would tell the stories. Just thank God for the breakfasts. Robert takes us, tell us stories. He said he knew a lady. She went on a mission trip, and she said, things start happening on the inside of me, and when I wash somebody's feet, something all come over me, and the spirit come over me. And Robert said, that's like in the Bible. And she said, I never read that. She didn't do it outwardly. Something was inside of her. Paul said, I wish the Bible was in your heart. I wish you were a living epistle. I don't, you know, even if you never own one, even if you like Pastor Jerry that marked it up and read it, you know, looks like the Bible was born in 1952 or something like that. It was, you can read it, but you still have no life. See, most people don't know what true religion is. It's reading the Bible, it's going to church, but is there anything or anything or anybody living on the inside of you, and that presence is your religion? Most people don't know that, sadly. Most people have never experienced the vibrations of the Holy Spirit living on the inside. And the only reason that they don't do this or that is because of an outward commandment. I'm telling you, they don't have true religion. They don't have true Christianity. It's never the way God meant it to be. And see, sadly, I have to say that that's the majority of Christianity our day. They run from Raquel to Derek, then to Amanda, and nothing ever satisfies. And nothing ever will satisfy you until you find him living on the inside, until we can start to experience the ling, 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 ling. There's something vibrating deep in my heart. You know, most people give because pastors say you got to give. And, you know, they put a curse on you. If you don't pay your tithe, they put a curse on you. See, you're giving out of obligation. You're giving out of fear. You're giving out of manipulation. You're giving out of an outside pressure. You know, there's a such thing as giving because your heart is just burning with it. Right? Your heart is burning with it. When is he going to do the tithes? When is he going to call for the offering? I've just been waiting. I'm living for this giving. There's a place in God like that. Very few people know it because we've been raised by religion and the outward rules, probably deeper than we realize. You know, sometimes it's hard to get rid of that stuff, you know. Outward rules are a menace. I remember Pastor Jerry. I'm sure she doesn't mind me telling her. You know, she was coming and she wouldn't wear no pants. Like Pastor Jerry. Put some pants on. It'd be cold too, man. It'd be cold, cold. Some pants on, man. I said, get a jogging suit, you know. she come in here with a jogging, a skirt jogging suit? Like, she has jogging suit, a skirt jogging suit down here with a stripe down side. I said, man, what? So God had to give her a dream. God had to give her a dream. And when she was up here ministering, because, you know, Pastor Jerry, she goes, you know. So God gave, and when she ministered, she just go. And God gave her a dream, and she was ministering. But her problem was she looked down at herself. Before she knew it, she looked at herself and said, oh, she had on biker shorts. And so she panicked. The sermon stopped. Sermon stopped. She said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And she tried to pull them off. They wouldn't come off. You know, the church can put you in bondage over clothes, hair, giving, coming to church, the whole thing. All God wants to say is, I'm living in you. Learn to live by that my life inside of you. This is truly what he meant when he said, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. In other words, it's nothing external with that. Rob, we had the wrong idea then on that stuff. Abundant life to us, and see, we interpret things by the natural. Abundant life, man, I got four cars, and I got something on my license tag, God's favor, and, you know, even though nothing's going, I can at least put it on my license tag. So let you know. It's all external. No, you know what abundant life is? I'm living in you so deep, you don't even need a outside commandment, right? You don't need anybody to tell you to stop doing nothing or do something. The life inside you will tell you what to do. When we were in that place yesterday, PWM life went all over that place. It went all over that place. All your prayers, all your willing prayers, all of your prayers out of your spirit and your heart went all over there. Such a response. Such a response. Just joy all over the place. Just joy. You know, you can sense the freedom. You know, there's a work of the Spirit that's going over here. There's a dynamic grace that's going on here that it's our inward man connects with each other's inward man. And it gets stronger. And the roots get stronger. And we get rooted in it. And on its own, it starts to take out. I like what Kristen was sharing in her vision. You know, people just quietly fall in line on it. Right? You don't have to nag them about it. And people are going to fall in line with it. You know, we're at Rye Hope Thursday. I'm asking Pastor Rod, where did you get that song? And how did you do this? You know, like people could feel the life of things. I like Dre's dream. And I'm listening to it. I'm like, life is just breathing underwater. You have no capacity in yourself to do anything like that. But God can make this thing possible so things get birthed outside of your own natural knowing. So when we sing Spring Up, Oh Well, you know, what's the word? Spring Up, Oh Well, and do something in my soul. Spring Up, Oh Well, and make me whole, right? Only the well can make you whole. Only the water can make you whole. This is why the gushing of the Spirit meant so much this morning. What it is saying is the Holy Spirit is taking over more and more. And BJ have nothing to say about it but yield. We're moving through this whole eternal dynamic. You know, tomorrow morning, Shelly might be texting you and saying, my cells are unsickling. You know, who? All right, right? Not because we're forcing it, but because we're learning the power of life itself. We're just learning the power of life. You don't know where that river going to take you. You know, we had that big storm, and you were in your car. What storm was that when you were in your car? And she was coming down. I don't mean to let her. She's coming down Brook Road, you know, from YMCA, coming down Brook Road. You know, that's a nice little hill down there. And Gaston had flooded everything, you know. And she said she started to feel the wheels of the car lifting up, you know. She was like, come get me. I'm like, huh? You want the wheels of my car to lift? Let me think of another way. My whole point is when the Holy Spirit starts lifting you, you don't know where you're going. You know, all your external forces that you're going to have life work this way because you figured it out, it's just going to take you. And really, that's why a lot of people resist it. Because nobody's going to take me like that. You know, Tozer said, are you sure you want the Holy Spirit? Are you sure you want him? Because he's going to take you whither or so whether you wouldn't have gone-est. He's going to take you where you wouldn't have gone. You didn't know you were going to be over here. Are you really willing to let your life go to that point? Do you really want the flood? You know, singing about him filling me has become more tradition than really people really wanting it. Glo and I didn't want to go up down the road. We didn't want to go. But you know, he floated us on down there. Are y'all following me? To the point I didn't even, I was like, I had trouble just getting ready for it. And I finally at 3 o'clock the morning before, I said, I guess I better. She did. She said, send Rain Robert. So, you know, 3 o'clock that morning, I said, well, I guess I better get ready. He will take you whithersoever you wouldn't have gone. But see, that's what life does. See, abundant life coming your way. There's more to come. There's more to come. You things have happened to your life that you never saw coming. That's just starting. Watch. The Holy Ghost now has an expectation for us since we've kind of entered into it. We got to stay with it now. Yeah. Lord, I didn't think it was going to be like this. Sorry. River takes you and the wind blows wherever it wants to blow. So really, if we can hear my analogy, until God can put some pants on Pastor Jerry, he couldn't take her where he wanted to take her. That, and I'm not talking about in the natural sense, but in the spiritual sense. In other words, I got to break that bondage to take you into where? You know, we really got to the point. You got to get to the point where you have to allow people to do what they want to do. Otherwise, it just becomes religion to them. But if they get inhabited, Robert, by God, watch out. If they get inhabited by God, watch out. If they allow themselves to be inhabited by God, watch out. And it's sort of been the evidence of what's happening in our midst, little by little by little. I've got some reading the... So before I read that, you know, so these are the motions of the Spirit inside of this house right here. There's a lot of religion that's really not true religion. It's not really God on the inside and Him taking us over from the inside and moving us outside of the external commandments and to the deep commandment in our hearts. So, Glo, if you could come with me. Okay. Touch your midsection. Is there anything going on in there? Is there anything going on inside the inner man? Are there the unctions of heaven witnessing to the fact that you're born again from above? Is it just coming from pastor, or is there a witness from heaven that you're born again from above? Is it real to you, or are you just listening to external words? Raquel. Is there anything happening on the inside? Is the inner man soft and sensitive to the movements of the Holy Spirit? Is the inner command greater than an outward command? Is there a response to it more willing than what natural men say? Is there a deep witness inside that you know that you know that you know that you are a child of God in the That's what your salvation is based on, not an outward teaching. Thank you. Is there anything in there? Are there the ingredients of eternal life on the inside? Is there the space of grace in there? Is God multiplying on the inside? Are we getting quickened, Robert, more and more by the Spirit day by day? Is there, I need you over here. Is it, are we being quickened by the Spirit on the inner man day by day? And is it becoming stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger? Till life starts to take, your old life evaporates and the new life takes on a measure of its own. Is there anything on the inside? Is there a quickening? Is there more prophecy? Are there more ingredients of eternal life? Can you speak from the inner man now and not just from your head? Is the law of God taking over, the government of God taking over on the inside? You keep hearing the word prophecy. Is there more and more prophecy? Tongues and interpretation and prophecy should be coming out of your internal laboratory. Tongues and interpretation and prophecy coming out of your inner laboratory. Yes. May we pray for you? Okay. Is there like a speakeasy spirit on there? Are we speaking by the Spirit? Is there a crushing of our whole natural tendencies and a spirit tendency starting to evolve out of her, out of your heart very, very deeply? Is the Holy Spirit movements alive to you? Can you feel His sustaining grace on the inside? And even though troubles are on the outside, inside there is a sustaining grace. It's a life that feeds you and supplies for you whatever you go through. Nothing can stop the life. Circumstances can happen, but nothing can stop the life. Nothing can stop the life that's on the inside. Nothing can stop the life. See, there's a piercing now. There's a piercing now. Even though there's a raining on the outside, there's an umbrella on the inside. There's a protection. There's a protection from anything that might come your way. There's a divine protection. You've been partakers of the divine nature. You've been made a partaker of the divine nature. You've been made a partaker of the divine nature. You've been made a partaker of the God kind of nature. And it's starting to take root and flower up. 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 And what's on the inside of you slowly starts to control your thinking and your mind and your peace and not the things on the outside. It's this love that starts to spring up. It's bigger than the grave. It's bigger than anything else. This is where you speak. This is from where you speak to God. People, this is where you speak to God. I speak to God out of my inner man. I speak to him. I speak to him. This is where I speak. I speak easily with him from this place. Talking with God is not a fiction. It's what I do every day. It's my speak. I speak easy. This word speak easy. Here's my spiritual internal speakeasy. It's my speakeasy. We ward off enemy spirits in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's the internal inclinations. Internal holy inclinations, wells of life, springs of heaven. You actually touch the throne, not by external senses, but an internal dwelling. You touch the throne of God. You touch the place where God dwells. You touch the place where eternal life dwells. This is where you pick up on divine movements. Associations from another world come through here. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Sure. A man to have associations from another world. Associations from another world. But she's only going to pick them up down in here. Down in here. That with a hidden laboratory. That hidden laboratory. That hidden laboratory. The Holy Ghost comes and occupies. And pours in chemicals from another place. Get so strong and so real. Look, not by might or by power, but by his spirit. Right there, right there, right there, right there, right there. That's God's going to bring the, God's going to manifest himself to her. You know how when sometimes ladies have baked stuff and they have hidden ingredients. I'm not going to tell you what the hidden ingredients were. There are hidden ingredients on the inside of your heart from the Holy Spirit. Nothing known to man. Nothing known to man. But they're already in there. They're already in there. Pastor Love did a message a while back. It's already in there. The hidden ingredients are already in there. God, help us discover Christ in us, the hope of glory. Help us discover. Let Christ be formed in us. Let's be the true church right here, right here, right here, right here, right here. You even have spiritual answers for your husband, but they're hidden right inside you. You have spiritual answers that he can't resist. They're right in there. It's all in there. It's all in there. He's resident within. It's always inside. 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 Yeah. All right, good, 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 good. Let's keep flowing. Everybody okay? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So see, when we talk about the heart, we're talking about that center area in the very depth part of your soul, right, way down inside. That's what we're not talking about, the heart that pumps blood. We're talking about the inner part. And that's where faith has to start its course. I believe in my heart. I believe down in these regions that man didn't know anything about. And I really didn't know anything about. That's where my connection comes. Thank you, Father, for the increase of that. I have the heart and mind of God. I have the space and mind of the Spirit. This is where I connect with spiritual things. This is where I become a new creature. This is when heaven comes real to me now, even on this earth. This is where I will miss everything until this starts to work. I'll miss everything about God until this starts to work. All of my philosophies and mine, or what I think I understand, I'll miss them all. They don't mean a thing to me. Until my heart starts to vibrate with them. Thank you. Hello. God's doing surgery on your inner man. Taking out those things that may have stood in the way. And creating you a new heart and a new mind. all the Holy Spirit says inside of you, that's where I breathe. Inside of you is where I breathe. Inside of you is where I move. Inside of you is where I have my being. Inside of you is where I show you my salvation. Never make any mistake about it. It's all on the inside. It's all what dwells on the inside. It's that unique part that I fashioned in my own image so I can dwell inside of it and become one with it. That's got to be the whole of your Christianity, the whole of it. It's life on the inside. So then comes out a fragrance unknown to man. Thank you, Father, for true Christianity, true life of God, heaven on the inside, heaven on the inside, manna from above. Do you know where manna from above comes? It comes right down to your inner man. We thank you for manna from above. We're getting used to the hidden manna. He that overcomes, I give him the hidden manna. We thank you, Father, for the grace. Thank you for the spirit. Thank you for the life of God in her. Deep part of the regions of her tummy and her belly. Out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. Increase after increase, life upon life, abundant life on abundant life, grace upon grace, health on health. We speak over abundant life and the grace of heaven. This is this whole love and purity thing that comes out of the inner man. Thank you, Father, for that spiritual increase. In Jesus' name, we see darkness dispelling and light coming in the heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for grace. Thank you for power. Thank you for might. Thank you for spiritual understanding and spiritual revelation. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you, Father, for traversing the universe. Thank you for traversing the spirit realm. Thank you for the imagination being quickened and enlightened by the Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the great new answers that she'll discover in the realm of the Spirit because you dwell there and you expand it and you grow and you expand it and you grow. Thank you for the great nuances that she'll experience in the Spirit. The open heavens you explore and explore and delve into the Spirit and get revealed and open because your spirit man now is occupied by the Holy Spirit himself. Thank you, Father, for the increase, the life, the heaven that's open to us. Out of our belly shall flow the abundance of God. The glorifying of Jesus coming out of her inner man, out of her belly, the abundance of God. Thank you for the spiritual increase. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little, but it will increase and grow, increase and grow. Stay under the anointing, the Lord would say. Stay under the anointing. Stay under the anointing, the Lord would say. Stay under the anointing. Be in Christ, if y'all come on out. Thank you for the grace. I just started, so I got to take time for everybody. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for abundant life. Thank you for the wells. Y'all, come on. Thank you for the wells. He's digging them deeper, sir. Deeper wells, he's digging them deeper. There's a grace flowing through your inner man that actually comes from the throne of God. There's a grace coming through your inner man. Thank you for the grace, the peace, the grace, the function of heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
The glory, the glory, the glory that you have become one with his glory. All on the inside, you become one with his glory. It's a whole new person. It's a whole new Lorraine. It's a whole new man. It's a whole new definition of life. There's a whole new thing that's flowing through the Holy Spirit. He's doing a wonderful thing. He's doing a wonderful thing. He's doing a wonderful thing. Right, getting deeper words, prophetic words, declarations in the Spirit. We thank you, Father, and a whole new dance, a whole new dance. It all becomes spirit. It all becomes spirit. Dance becomes spirit. Praise becomes spirit. Worship becomes spirit. Life becomes spirit. Because of his divine indwelling. You're hosting the presence. You're hosting the presence. You're hosting the presence. You're hosting the presence. Thank you for the dynamic of heaven, the glow of heaven. It's the word fortune. Somebody said, I made a fortune. You just made a fortune. Because of how he's dwelling on the inside of you. You just made a fortune. You just made a fortune. past Rockefeller and all of them, you just made a fortune because of that divine presence on the inside. She's a multi-billion, whatever in there, because she just made a fortune. It's beyond measure, right? It's beyond measure. Thank you, Father, for the climate that you have this man in, the spiritual climate that you have this man in. BJ, the wind blew your family in PWM. The wind blew your family here. And look at the fruit. Look at what's happened in your life. Look what's happened in you and your family's life. Look at your family. Look at your family. Look at your family, sir. The Holy Spirit blew you in. And it's going to increase and grow. Look at your family. Look at your job. Look at Chris' job. Look at your children. Look at your family. And it's going to go to the outskirts of your family, to further and further. It's going to flow out to others. Watch. And they're just going to quietly fall in line. Quietly fall in line. Amen. Amen. Y'all stay with us. Just pray for us. Pray for us as we go. Oh, I'll get you last. Oh, Jesus. Okay, just to tell you what's happening here. As I go, it gets stronger. So, you know, it's like the blood of Jesus has covered everything. The blood of Jesus has covered everything in your heart, in your conscience. He sprinkled the blood on your conscience, all so that you can walk in the Spirit, all so that you can throw away. Please don't take this literally, but hear what I'm saying. So you can throw away your Bible. Please don't take that literally, but it's just, you know, lots of people are Bible heads and not her, but I'm just saying that the Bible's inside you. And so... So that your mind can get out the way and the Spirit can now be so dominant in the inner parts of your heart. And there are parts of your heart that you didn't know existed. But here comes God dwelling in those. And here comes Bernadine allowing him to do it. Come in me deeper. I don't know anything, right? When God starts dwelling deeper, you start saying, I don't know anything. No more excuses, no more nothing. Just dwell in me. Thank you. Right? So this will take her to the high places. This will take her to the high places. Bernadine's going to come in here and say, I got to share something with you. You're not going to believe what happened to me. This is divine indwelling. Partakers of the divine nature. Escape the world. We escape the world. Partakers of the divine nature. We escape the world. Accompanying you, Bernadine Jones, is angels upon angels upon angels upon angels, because they follow the Spirit. They follow the Spirit at heart. They follow the Spirit at heart. And she have all kind of creative ways to bless God. I can't stop blessing them. It's like the song we sang today. You know why we can't stop blessing them? Because my heart keeps getting full with this divine nature. And so we don't worship out of rote. We worship because it's divine nature. It's chemistry. This chemical is taking the hold of me. Thank you, Father. There's a grace on her. And the peace so past understanding. It's going to guard and protect her. Thank you, Father, for staying. The ingredients of love and grace down deep in his inner man. The opening up of his five spiritual senses even broader. Not the physical, the spiritual. Then they will be quickened. The opening up of the spiritual senses, the opening up and the broadening of this new way, this heavenly way that the Holy Ghost is introducing us to and bringing us deeper into. The Holy Ghost is the only one he's introducing us to. Deeper ingredients, deeper worship, deeper songs. Stand, even when you draw I don't know if you draw, but something about you drawing, and when you draw, you're going to draw in the spirit. You're going to draw what you see in the spirit because of that indwelling, because of that indwelling.
Yeah. Stan, I don't know, every time I come near you in a minister or a town kind of way, and Pastor Roz, this goes for you too, I still don't understand spiritually how Lucifer had all the instruments in his body and how, I mean, that's something I guess we'll never really understand. But you two have, you're made of the instruments of God. You're made of it. They're within you. They're innate. And spiritually, somehow, it's all going to become clear. And the worship will be so heavenly that none will be able to stand. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for peace. Thank you for the divine openings. There's territory that the Lord is taking you into, divine territory. And it seems like your prayers, you discover territory in your prayers, and it's all by the Holy Ghost. Okay. Even that that's trying to bring in iniquity, the Holy Spirit is using you and charging you because of his indwelling on the inner man. He's using you to see them and casting that one down. And there's no fear inside of you about seeing demonic forces. There's no fear there. There's no fear. Fear is completely absent because he has resided himself on the inside and equipped you for this divine calling and this divine nature on the inside of you. And more you experience the dew of heaven, the how that feels, what's the dew of heaven feels like. I can tell you, I can't put it in words, people, but the dew of heaven feels this way. It feels like this. And it's like Deborah, the Holy Spirit's using dew because it's like dew comes every morning. It comes every morning. So you're going to be so acquainted with the nature of God, with the nature of heaven, so acquainted with the nature of spirit. You're so acquainted with the nature that every morning you expect to do. The dew is coming again. The dew is coming again. I want to come out of this dew. Exploring more. The dew is going to cause you to explore more of the depths of heaven. And you won't be satisfied with the earthly at all. God, you know I got to have the spiritual. I got to have the heavenly. I got to have the Holy Ghost. I've got to have this nectar inside of me. I got to have divine rain.
Deborah, I see cells like in the microscope. You know how they show you the cells in the microscope? And every cell in your body, you're composed. That's the word. You're composed in your worship and praise to God and your devotion to him. But your cells, every cell in your body is jumping and bubbling and swirling around and just rejoicing. Every cell. Do you know how many cells you have in your body? But that's what's going on. Hallelujah.
It's that inner laboratory, the inner places of the spirit. It's the inner places of the spirit. See, so you're actually starting to host it. You know, we're starting to host that thing. That's what man was made for, is to host that presence, to host that. By nature, God's dwelling in that heart, and he's delivering us from the external. Remember what the scripture says? I don't go by what I see anymore. I don't go by what I hear on the outside of it anymore, But in righteousness, this presence in my heart now takes precedence. It's so stronger now than anything that I can see or hear. But I judge now from a different place. I judge righteous judgment because of this internal dwelling. That's Deborah, too. She's sitting at the gates of the judge. She's sitting at the judgment gates, judging righteously. Not by what we see, not by the externals. We're all in a bad shape. If we judge by externals, we all go, no, God knows. God knows if we get to her. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for the grace. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So it's like there's some dark regions out there. But, you know, the scripture says God dwells in darkness, and he caused darkness to even be light. You're going to dwell out in the dark regions, but they're going to be light to you. Right? You'll be going so far out. It's kind of like your dream, which you shared today. It was like you're way out in the dark regions, and the natural man, so far from the natural man, but God wants his house to understand these things. The Holy Spirit wants his house to understand these things. So you're going to go out in the dark realms and dream. And it's like, don't be afraid, guys. You know, there's many things we don't see, but darkness starts to become light to us. And his glory then shines even in the darkness, see? And your vesselness will reveal those things to us. This is what this house needs, you know. Because we will not settle for men's strategies any longer. We will not settle for men's strategies. We've got to go out past this world into the darkness and find God down in the even if he's in the cloud. Even if he's surrounded by a cloud, he can still be exposed to the living eye. You have this living eye on the inside of you. You've got this living eye. It's not a dead eye, it's a living eye. You start to see around him, around his covering, around the throne. Even the shadow starts overcut the covers. You start to explore these depths of heaven. Keep stay there, dreaming, exposing, dreaming. See, there's just like there's this candlestick inside of you, and it's lit. It's the candle and stick in Revelation. It's lit, and his glory is coming out. His divine glory. The glory of the Lord will be our only reward. His glory is our reward. Not our glory. His is our reward. You can keep exposing the darkness with your dreams too, sir. All right. Thank you, Father, for the increase of heaven. You can get here too, Chris. Let Chris in here. The increase of heaven. All right, so Sarah, God give Treva the new definition of daily bread. And give us this day my daily bread. That bread will be bread for your spirit, man. That'll be bread for your consciousness. That'll be bread that comes from heaven to your spirit. It'll be indwelling bread. It'll be the bread to do the will of God. My meat, my bread is to do the will of God. And only the bread itself can tell where it's going to go and take you. And so the new definition of give us this day our daily bread, you'll see it like Jesus saw it. You'll see it exactly like Jesus saw it. It's just to give you eternal life. And a life takes a force of its own. And you'll follow that force. And the external things won't matter. There's no numbering stuff. There's no counting up stuff. This is just life. There's no, it can't be measured, right? There's no counting up stuff. There's no numbering it. It's just life upon life upon life, and it abundantly, and it's stacking up, and it overwhelming you, and it comes with such a joy and a willingness in your heart. You'll say, oh, my God, everybody has to have life. They need life. They don't need anything but life. It's like a flood. It's like you're breathing underwater. It's like a flood. It's like a flood. You won't have time to think because it's flowing. You're flowing so hard in it. Mm-hmm. You won't have time to think. It'll be, you'll be in, you'll live in awe. You're living in awe because of the abundance of God accompanying you wherever you go. It's life upon life upon life upon life. Amen. Either one of you. Thank you, Father, for the grace of the inner man. Be, if you can put your hand on the stomach. Life of the inner man. Springs, sir. Springs. I see a spring. I see a spring. A coiled spring. And, you know, and he's got pressing it down. And then it comes jumping up, right? Jumping up with the life of heaven. The life of God starts to expel all darkness. You, the Lord says to me right now, you are my dwelling place. You are what I've longed for. The Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. But now, you know, birds have nests, foxes had holes, but the Son of Man, now finally I found Ron. I'm coming. Make my abode in you. Quietly, secretly, but in a dynamic reality. I come to make my home in Ron Andrea. As sure as I was born of Mary, I come to make my home and an abode inside of you. Your heart is what I desired. To live in your heart is what I desired. The springs of life dwell there. Follow me everywhere. Pastor Love and I sung a song once. Make my heart your home. Make my heart your home. Anytime you want to move, you can make my heart your home. Thank you, Father. Pastor Jerry, her name is not even by mistake. Because you're the Lord's wife. You're the Lord's wife. And so you have this meek and quiet spirit, open to revelation, open to what heaven abounds with, open to the fruits that go beyond measure, open to the doors of heaven and what's behind them, open to my best. Open, 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 open. Your heart is open, 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 open. And the word will travail on the inside of you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start using you to travail for others. Because you're open. And my life is dwelling there. And even though during the travail, there will be a peace that passes understanding. Protect you. Establish you in the Christian way. Sarah has found the Christian way. She's found a unique Christian way. There are more and more things God's going to expose and reveal. Because more and more, the life of heaven on the inside. It's more and more of heaven on earth, on the inside of this child. It's more, right? So what happens to her, like right now, like the river start flowing, right? I'm not feeling the river flowing inside of me. I'm feeling the river flowing inside me. What's this new? The grace of God be there. So we'll never forget this day. The grace of God will be there. Power, miracle working power. Right. Transformation of what was natural to that which is divine. Seeing the unseen, knowing the unknown, speaking words that bring life, all because of this divine indwelling. Are you sure you want the Holy Ghost? And you said yes. Now he acknowledged your yes. When I said, are you sure? You said yes. And he acknowledged your yes. He said, watch me work, you know. Watch me work. The dynamic realms of faith and grace become just so open to you. Revelation in life, in the life of God, becomes so open to you. Praise God. There's more. It's like you're going places. Going places in the spirit. I don't know exactly what that means, but you're going places in the spirit. Well, I'll pray about what that means, okay? But going places, going places, going places, going places, going places, going places. Did I get everybody? Oh, the Drew and the Dion, can y'all come out? Everybody still here? I can feel you. You know, let me just say this while they're coming. So the Holy Spirit could not give the church in Maryland this level. You understand? But there was a level in the Spirit. In other words, we didn't have to come down to natural religion, but there was a level there that they received. But it wasn't this level, guys. This level would have sent me in glow back home. Y'all follow me? That would send us back home. Because it takes a spiritual expansion to receive things like this. Thank you, Father. Ooh. Something about your words, lady. There's something about your words, declaring life, declaring the spirit realm, declaring truth, something about your words in life. How life is prolific words, that life is connected with your words somehow. Out of the tongue comes spirit and life. Out of the tongue comes, is a ready writer. Out of the tongue comes something of another life, of another realm. It's a declaration, and I don't even know the meaning of all, you know, but I just know we see life coming out your mouth. I don't know. This picture comes to me that when you open your mouth, water comes out of it. When you open your mouth, waters come out of it, and then people fall into the water, and the water carries them or takes them because of the water that's coming out your mouth. It's just these inner springs, the dynamic of God, the life of God. You know, it's really like Elijah when he said it's not going to rain, and it didn't, and when he said it was going to rain, is that rain come falling. It's kind of like rain. He prophesied rain last week. We got rain all week this week. Thank you, Father. She'll be a steward over this kind of authority. She'll be careful what she says, how she speaks. She'll speak in your name only. You give her a new comprehension about your name, Lord. She'll speak only as by the Spirit. She'll take the responsibility the right way. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Take her deeper in, we pray. Amen. 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 I gotta do what I should have done before. Yes, she's been waiting for you. Anytime you want to move, you can make my heart your home.
She was waiting for you.
So God gave you a word. How many New Years ago? It was three. We was at Mom's building. How many New Years ago God told you you were going to dream? And I kept bugging him. I said, you had any dreams yet? Had any dreams yet? That was just the beginning. God is going to give you the gift of a seer. He's going to give you a gift to see what's coming over the house. If it's an attack, if it's a lifting up, God is going to give you. This is just the beginning. It is just the beginning. You finally relaxed your spirit, man, and God came in. God came in with the dreams. They're going to be so deep. It's like God has planted something deep inside of you. Now it's coming out. It's coming up and it's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out, brother.
Well, dream big, sir. That's the indwelling of the spirit that will come deep inside of you. You dream big. Dream about the Lord's glory. Dream about for this house. That we will keep satisfying God. And satisfying his desire for a church without spot or wrinkle. We thank you for your dreams and the deep meditations of your heart that we're already seeing. Keep them going. Keep exposing it out to us. Keep going. It's almost like now there's a tree. We're eating the fruit off the tree of life. We're eating the fruit off the tree of life. And establishing God's kingdom in the earth for all mankind. For mankind, not all, but for mankind to start to come to it. Amen. Good stuff, sir. Good stuff, sir. Pastor, okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You start being.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I just got a vision walking over to you, Pastor Jerry. And if you're familiar with barn doors, they open from the middle and pull apart. I saw the Lord stretching you that way, but it had no ending. It had no ending. So I said, the Lord, just continue to stretch you, Lord, Pastor Jerry. Continue to open your heart so he can pour out the blessings and the love he has. Just thank you for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Continue to use her, Lord God. Continue to give her the strength, Lord God, and the vision, Lord God, and the sight, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to give her wisdom for this house, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Increase her spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Divine unctions till they overflow. There's an overflow coming.
Thank you, Jesus. Faith increases. Faith increases. Faith increases. Faith increases. I see you in that platoon, that army platoon, and you've got it's almost as if you're the horse and you've got a wagon that you're pulling, and there's so many weights in it, but you keep going. There's a smile on your face and you keep going, and you're saying, nothing will hold me back. Nothing will hold me down. Nothing will stop me. I will keep going. Faith increases with every step you take. Faith increases with every step you take. No matter what God puts on you, you keep going forward. You keep going forward. It's not a heavy burden because you're still carrying it. It's not a heavy burden. You're still carrying it. By God's grace, by God's divine grace, you have the strength to keep going. Your faith increases. Your faith increases. Because everybody that you're walking next to, their faith is increasing just because your faith is increasing and you're carrying what loads you're carrying. Our faith increases because your faith increases. May the increase increase. May the increase increase. And increase again. God, we thank you, Lord, that you're literally pumping. Drew has this chemistry set. Oh, Pastor, a laboratory. Okay, Drew has this chemistry set at home, and you hook two towers to it, and then there's a funnel, and then the tubes from the tower goes to the funnel, and you have to pump the towers. And when you pump the towers, what's in the tower goes through the tubes and into this funnel, and it pushes the water and the chemicals right up out of it. And it's like a volcano eruption. And that's exactly what God is doing with you. It's a volcano eruption of faith. May he continue to push down in you so that the Spirit of God may come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Increase, increase, increase. No lack. No lack. He is your daily bread. Increase, increase, increase. May that be your song every morning, God. And may he increase in me today. May he increase in me today. Every step you take, Pastor Jerry, step here, step there, at home, to the bathroom, wherever. Increase. Increase, oh God, increase. Increase, oh God, increase. Till she's sweating the Spirit. Till she's sweating the Spirit of God. God, may it be a sweet smell. Thank you, Jesus. Increase. Increase. This is not a false increase. This is a true spiritual increase. Everything is authentic about it. May the unctioning of the Spirit inside of you be more clear every day. May every vision you get be more clear, precise. It's almost as if it's a Harriet vision. And an instant where you respond. No more delay in how you respond to God's unctioning. No more delay. No more hesitation. No more pausing and thinking or analyzing. No more questions. You are free to obey where the Spirit leads. You are free. Thank you, Lord. Everybody here today has a spirit of liberty upon them. Because where the Spirit of God is, you are free. Thank you, God, for increasing in this house today. With power, with might, and with authority from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Gary.
All right, so here's how I'll close. That reading. First, we do want to bless the Cannon family. Derek lost his brother. And Bernadine's dad passed. So, Father, we thank you for the condolences by the Spirit. And that you would comfort these families that are represented and throughout their whole family unit. We come against any dark spirit, any grieving of the wrong type. We come against any of that. And may there be a joy about it. May there be a joy. May the spirit of joy accompany. This is the spiritual way. This is the PWM way. We're moving towards spiritual maturity and desiring to walk more by the faith and the inward law of the heart. The outward desire to obey can and will be true a true start and can be considered the first motions of the divine life. And though it is faint and weak, it's still a start. So if we don't feel much, at least a start, right? If you start, it'll surely be fertilized from the influence of heaven and will grow into greater maturity. Let's keep going. But he who is utterly destitute of this inward principle and does not rise to it, but contents himself with the way of life breeded through education or custom or by the fear of hell, he can no more be accounted a person of true religion and walking in the spirit than a puppet can be called a man. That should ring for us. This forced and artificial religion is commonly heaven and extremely dull, constantly fighting against gravity. It is cold and spiritless, like the uneasy compliance of a wife married against her will, who carries it dutifully toward the husband whom she does not love out of some sense of virtue of honor, or honor. This type of religion is barely sufficient and stingy. It's meager. You are saved and stay saved, but barely. It is an outward law that compels them, and they will be reluctant to go beyond what it requires them to do. There's nothing in the inward chambers except lukewarmness. There's never creativity or a new thing. There's ever a glossening up of the old, the putrid. The one talent is buried. But the one who finds the treasure of life of God, the tree of life on the inside, spontaneously gives himself entirely to God, worships in spirit, and serves and gives with delight. That it be. Okay, Father. Oh, you need to pray, Jerry.
I need to say this to Chris and BJ. When Chris was coming up the second time, I saw this room full of lottery tickets. And I said, oh, my God, what is that? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, rich, 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 rich. Mm-hmm. And then Pastor gave you that word. But I saw you in this room full of lottery tickets. But it's spiritual tickets that you all can cash in on at will and as needed. And it's not just for your family, B, but God's going to give you other quote-unquote families that you need to mentor, young men that you need to pour into so that they can become rich and so they can understand what it means to walk and live in the Spirit. Michelle's dream, the two dry spots with no grass, even though they had the opportunity to grow. I would say to every one of us in this house today, we have the opportunity, and let's take advantage of it. Because she said he rained on that patch just as much as he did the plush, green, fertile ground. We want to be fertile ground for the Holy Spirit. And Pastor, I would say this to you as the apostle of this house. The word of God said, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. And as sure as you walked through this house today, ministering to each and every one here, it was in the fullness of God's time. It was in the fullness of his time. It was in the fullness of his time that he sent forth his son into this house to minister life to us. So, Father, we thank you today for the life and for the abundancy of that life, which meaning we'll walk closer to you, we'll be tighter to you, we will honor you more, we will love you more, we'll worship you more, and we'll contend in the spirit for more of you. We thank you for the gateways of heaven that's open to us. Father, that we're willing now to travel in the unknown, to search out the unknown. We thank you this day, O God, for your divine supernatural visitation and what has been imparted into our hearts and to our spirits
that these seed will grow in the kingdom of God and bear much fruit. Not we are the bearer of the fruit, but the people we come in contact will eat the fruit. So we thank you for fruitful trees. We thank you. We thank you that we have the leaves for the healing of the nation, that we are the leaf off of the tree of life. We are the tree off of the tree of this tree of life, that men and women can come and get a leaf and be healed, get spiritual meals and spiritual food and spiritual guidance. We thank you for our roots going deep and they're being watered. They're being watered by the dew of heaven every day, every morning. So we thank you for this house and everyone attached to this house. And that every word that has been spoken will take root and it will bear fruit. It will bear fruit. Not many days hence, some will see the miracle. Not many days hence, some will see the miracle. We thank you for the divine visitation today. We don't take it for granted. We appreciate. We thank you for honoring us. We thank you that our King has come to visit. That our King has come to visit. And as we go forth from this place, the anointing and the grace of heaven will flow through us and over to others. So we thank you for this day, that we are not selfishly seeking after anything except for you. And that more of you is not for, even for us. It's for those that don't know you. We ask this day, Father, that the same life that flowed through Jesus, that caused him to walk up the mountain and 5,000 men follow him, it was life. It was life that pulled them. It was life that pulled them. So we thank you today for that abundancy of life that will pull the sin sick. Those that don't know Christ will become followers as Christian Dream. They'll just step right in place, and on time. So we thank you, God, that we continue to be sensitive to the move of God in this house. We thank you for the rushing waters and the fact that we want more. We won't stop until we get more. That every day is a day of drinking from the fountain of life. We bless the man of God and the woman of God for their stick-to-itness that allow us to be birthed. We were birthed out of their womb, your Holy Ghost womb. We were birthed out of their womb in the spirit. So we thank God for you. And we don't take it for granted. We bless every home. We bless every home. That angels will attend to those houses. My God, that angels will do our bidding. We thank you that all we have to do is rest in you. And you'll do the rest. Thank you for taking us to that place. We're so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.